Tomorrow, Monday, is one of the great feasts of our church called Epiphany, Theophany. We all know what that is. We celebrate the event when the Holy Trinity appeared, both in the form of a dove, the voice of the Father, and the very Son of God being baptized. And oftentimes we focus on the baptism part. And so because this is the Sunday right close to it, right before it, we're going to do the first blessing of water today, as you can tell, and that's according to the rubrics. We'll also be doing shortly an affirmation of our baptismal vows, and you'll find the insert in your missal. And that's not a bad thing to do. Most of us became Christians when we were infants, and there was an adult or sometimes even a child that stood up and, you know, said the creed for us and made the promises for us. And we didn't do that conscientiously. And since we don't really have built in the Orthodox Church, you know, a confirmation service, you know, at an age of consent, this is a good thing. I remember my godfather probably didn't know ancient Greek very well. And back in those days, in 1960, when I was baptized, they were doing all the services in Greek. So when he said apotasome and apetaxamin and the creed in Greek, I know for sure that he didn't know, you know, what he was saying, and I certainly didn't know. And so most of us didn't know, and therefore it's good as adults to be conscious of what was promised on our behalf. And you know, unfortunately, it takes years to really internalize those renunciations and those promises. In the old days, when adults became Christians, they had to go through classes. And not only was it a class on catechism of the particulars of the faith of the Christians, but also the lifestyle of the Christians. So you'll see that in the renunciations, when we make them, we're going to renounce Satan and all his works and all his pomp and all his whatever. And then we turn and we join with Christ, when all that that entails by keeping the commandments as we read them and as we hear them, you know, in the New Testament. So that's why we're going to do that today. And like I said, I know for myself that it takes a long time to internalize those. But anyway, it's kind of like a New Year's resolution. We're close enough to the new year that we can couple that with an affirmation of our vows, and we'll be doing that shortly. But now let's stand and pray.